Attendance of the CBB update session was recorded as members entered the room, and a quorum has been established. So I reconvene this meeting of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board to order. I'm going to remind you that as we vote today, we will be voting with our red cards. So be sure that all Cattlemen's Beef Board members have their red cards. If not, there's still time to go outside and get those in the hall. You should each have an agenda for this board meeting, which includes the Cattlemen's Beef Board portion of this meeting. There are no objections or changes to the Beef Board agenda. We'll approve it as presented. Okay, so approved. The minutes of the July 18, 2009 meeting in Denver were emailed to all Beef Board members, and they are in your meeting books. If there are no objections, we'll approve the minutes as presented. Okay, so approved. So now I will introduce Tom Jones for the financial report and the audit committee chairman, Dave Fugate, for the audit report.
Thank you, Lucinda. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We will be giving a brief report on our financials, but first I would like to ask Dave Fugate, chairman of the CBB audit committee, to come to make his report, please.
Thank you, Tom. The Beef Board Audit Committee met with the representative of Clifton Gunderson, the board's audit firm. She presented the results of the audit procedures conducted on the board's 2009 financial statements. The auditor highlighted the following items during our meeting. Clifton Gunderson issued an audit report stating that the board's financial statements were fairly represented and fairly presented under the modified cash basis of accounting, which is the method the board has used since its inception. The audit report can be found on page 12 of the Beef Board Annual Report. The auditors also reported that nothing came to their attention that caused them to believe the board was not in compliance with the Act and Order relative to the use of funds collected and the type of instruments in which the board invested during 2008-2009. Clifton Gunderson did not issue a management letter to the committee because they did not find it necessary to recommend any enhancement to the board procedures. In addition, the auditor indicated the board did not have any material weaknesses in its internal accounting controls. During the committee meeting, the auditor reported that the board expenditures for administration were below the 5% limitation established by the Act. In fact, using the accrual basis of accounting, administrative expenses for 2009 were 4.2% of projected revenues. The audit committee then discussed the selection of the board's audit firm for the fiscal year 2010. It was the committee's decision to recommend to the board that Clifton Gunderson continue as the board's auditors for another year. At this time, Madam Chair, I move that Clifton Gunderson be retained as the board's audit firm for the fiscal year 2010.
Do we have a second on that motion? We have a second, Dave Bateman. All those in favor, please vote with your red voting cards held high, please. All those in favor? Okay, cards down. All those opposed? Thank you.
The final item I have to report is another reminder to all members that the CBB Audit Committee is an open meeting, just like any other checkoff meeting. If you want to hear discussion about how we ensure the financial integrity of the Beef Board, feel free to attend the Audit Committee meeting. Finally, I would thank the Audit Committee members for serving on the committee during 2009. It has been a pleasure working with all of you and for you. That completes the audit report.
Thank you again, Dave, and again, we want to say thank you to our audit committee. who worked so diligently to ensure that the Beef Board remains accountable to the 750,000-plus producers and importers that pay into the beef checkoff. Well, I know you're looking forward to this. Now we're going to look at some significant items of the Beef Board's financial statement, starting on page 13 of the Beef Board Annual Report. First, I'll discuss the statement of assets, liabilities, and fund balances. Cash and short-term investment balances decreased by $287,000 during 2009, which was a 1.9% decrease. The board continues to comply with AMS investment policy by investing in U.S. government agency securities with maturities of 1 year or less, as well as certificates of deposit, which are FDIC insured. The weighted average of our investments as of December 31 is 0.4%, which is a decrease of 1.4% from the same time last year. Our yield will probably stay low for a while as the Federal Reserve Bank attempts to revive our struggling economy. During 2009, the board advanced program funding in the amount of $2 million to our primary contractor, NCBA. This advance was made to ensure that NCBA had the funds necessary to pay checkoff program expenses prior to billing the board for cost incurred. Advance payments are available to all the board's contractors, although no other contractor has requested this at this time. The board's fund balance are comprised of funds appropriated for budgeted expenditures, a board reserve, unappropriated fund balance, and the board's investment in equipment. Funds appropriated for budget expenditures represent funds available for expenditures that have been budgeted at year-end but not yet paid. The board reserve of $3 million is the amount set by the board at the 2005 summer meeting when we reduced the reserve from $5 million to $3 million. In fiscal year 2010, the board approved a $350,000 increase to the board reserve, bringing that total to $3.35 million. This reserve can be used as the board may deem necessary with the approval of USDA. As a practical matter, our reserve is maintained at that level to ensure the Beef Board has funds available to deal with a crisis. It is not a reserve for dealing with long-term reductions in revenue. The unappropriated fund balance was $348,000 at year-end. This fund balance was available for the fiscal year 2010 budget amendment recommended by the Operating Committee on Tuesday and approved by the Beef Board on Thursday. Now let's focus on the statement of revenues and expenses, which are located at the bottom of page 13. Assessment revenues were $41.6 million during 2009. This amount represents a decrease of $1.3 million compared to the amount collected in 2008. At last year's board meeting, we reported that 2008 assessments were the lowest collected by the board since 1987. This is not a record that I want to report on, but now the 2009 assessments are the lowest on record. Interest in revenues were $349,000, which is $763,000 less than 2008. This decrease, of course, is a result of a decrease in interest rates during the year. Other revenue of $65,000 represents late fees on assessments and refunds from universities conducting checkoff research. Total revenues were $42 million in 2009, which was $2 million less than the previous year and $2.1 million less than we had initially projected. Program expenses decreased by $9.3 million in 2009. This decrease was primarily in promotion research and consumer information budget components. These decreases resulted from generally lower budgets in 2009. USD oversight expenses decreased in 2009. We thank y'all very much. This decrease resulted mostly in the timing of invoices, so I don't know if we can thank them for that again this year. $44,000 increase in administrative expenses was the result of increase in legal services and software development cost. These increases were partially offset by decreases in compensation expenses. As Dave indicated earlier, the administrative expense was 4.2% of projected revenues for 2009, which below the 5% limit imposed by the Act. We have been getting closer to this limitation as a result of decreased revenue and the increases in operating costs we are all experiencing. Finally, the board ended the fiscal year 2009 by spending $1.7 million less than we had collected. Once again, the decrease in expenses resulted from generally lower budgets. Eventually, the board expends all funds collected except for our reserve. We never spend more than the amounts budgeted. Now for the December 9 financial report. The board's unaudited financials as of December 31, 2009 are in the board book. I'll keep my comments very short on these. Through December 31, the board's assessment revenues were $185,000 more than last year. This increase in revenue is related to an increase in domestic assessments, while it was partially offset by a decrease in import assessments. Import assessments continue to decline due to the decrease of beef imports and beef cattle crossing the border. Our current projections indicate board revenues for 2010 will be significantly less than our projection of $41.1 million. This shortfall was taken into account when we determined the funds available for the budget amendment. As usual, the board will be monitoring assessments closely throughout the remainder of the year. Interest income is lower and will remain so. Through the total expenditures through December 31st were $981,000. Less than the amounts expended the previous year. This decrease results from timing of invoices received as well as generally lower budgets. If you have any questions about the audit statements for 2009 or the 2010 financial statements, we'll be glad to discuss them now, or you can contact Catherine Ayers, our new chief financial officer with the Beef Board, at the office. Lucinda, if there are no questions, I'm going to turn the program back over to you.
Are there any questions about the financial report? Okay, seeing none, we'll now have Dan Dierski give our executive committee report.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, and thank you, members of the Beef Board, for the opportunity to report on the activities of the Beef Board Executive Committee since we last met as a full board in July. For the sake of background for those of you who are new to this process, the CBB Executive Committee is made up of the 11 members who the full board elected a year ago, plus the immediate past CBB chairman who serves in an ex officio capacity. The committee includes the three officers, Lucinda, Tom, and myself, plus eight others. And you have them here up on the screen. A little while later in this program, you will be electing the other eight for the 2010 committee. I would like to recognize the executive committee members for the efforts they have expended this past year. Would you please stand? The board thanks you for your service, and I thank you for your service. We've had a large number of sessions. We've worked very, very hard, and I think all should be proud of the work that has been accomplished. The charge of the CBB Executive Committee is to carry out Beef Board policies, conduct business, and make decisions necessary to administer the Beef Act in order between these meetings of the full board. The executive committee depends heavily on its one subcommittee, the CBB Administration Subcommittee, to make recommendations to the executive committee about administrative procedures. Since our last full board meeting in July, we have had two executive committee meetings. There was one in September in Denver, and there was another via conference call in October. At our meeting in September, we received a financial report and an operating committee report, the status of the state marketing plans. We heard about the status of the state audit reports. We were presented with brand or trade name reference proposals. We defined acknowledgement guidelines for contractors, and received a producer communications update. In our conference call in October, we reviewed NCBA's recommended structure and developed CBB's questions to the Governance Task Force. We discussed amendments to the fiscal year 2009 implementation ARs, and we discussed acknowledgement guidelines. And then here in San Antonio on Wednesday, we had another executive committee meeting. It was designed to last 4 hours, actually lasted six. Here are a few examples of here are the items that we discussed in that meeting. We had the financial report, operating committee report. We affirmed that the past CBB chairman's role will be in this upcoming year. We had administration subcommittee report, the status of state marketing plans, status of state audit reports, brand or trade name references report, proposed changes to the CBB's corporate credit card policy, discussed the executive committee calls that were made to the CBB members, and had the opportunity to hear from the leaders of the governance task force as they gave us a report and responded to questions posed by the committee. So this is what your executive committee has been doing on your behalf in these past few months. If you want more detail, copies of the minutes from our recent meetings are in your meeting books. Now, our bylaws call for these minutes to be ratified by the full Beef Board. Chairman Williams, I move that the executive committee minutes be ratified as presented.
Do we have a second on that motion? Okay, Wesley Grau. All those in favor of approving the minutes as presented, please vote with your red cards held high. Cards down. All those opposed? Okay, motion approved. Thank you.